In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome everybody to your program of approaches. Last time we presented the three-phase pattern and the four-phase pattern to present the salvation story. Today I'm going to tell you about the Roman road. The Roman road is a common title for the way St. Paul presented our story of salvation in his epistle to Romans. You know, in his first chapter, he presented the problem of human beings. He presented the corruption in the whole world. And he was focusing on the pagans, those who live in a very bad life, and they were worshipping idols. And then he shifted to the Jews, and he told us that these people are not much better than the pagans, because although they got the commandments of the Lord, they got the prophet, they got the Old Testament, but still they couldn't do it and they couldn't go the right way. In his third chapter, he put the salvation key that nobody is excused of sin. Everybody needs salvation. Every human being is corrupted. And everybody is waiting for the Savior to come. And our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, came to redeem man and to give us this salvation. In his fourth chapter in the Romans, St. Paul presented the character of Abraham. Our father Abraham, you know, he was a usual man, but he got faith, and by believing in God, he was considered righteous. And this is the key of salvation. We need to believe. And by believing in God's story, in God's existence, in God's work in our life, we can get this salvation. In chapter 5, St. Paul was presenting the story in two Adams. The first Adam, our forefather Adam, and the second Adam, or the new Adam, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. And he told us we lived as Adam before, and we died like him, and nowadays we are liable to live like the new Adam, to follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in this way we are not going to die forever, we are going to get the eternal life, because our new Adam is God, and he had the eternal life. In chapter 6, in the epistle of Romans, St. Paul was putting another key, that by believing in God, we need to get the sacrament of baptism. And by this grace of baptism, we are now not like the old Adam, but now we are following the new Adam. Now we are not out of earth. Now we are coming from heaven, like our Lord Jesus Christ. So the sacrament of baptism was clear in chapter 6. And in chapter 7, St. Paul was telling us we are supposed nowadays to live like the new Adam, not the old one. And by our free will, we should shift our desires, our motives, our thoughts, our will to go after the Lord Jesus Christ and not to go back to our old nature, the one of Adam. In chapter 8, St. Paul put the story again that nowadays we are like having the two natures inside ourselves. There's some conflict inside ourselves. There is the old nature trying to get us away from God, and the new nature given by the Holy Spirit trying to pull us to heaven. And this conflict is very healthy, and by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of praying and getting closer to the Lord, we can overcome this old nature and become Christ-like. In the chapters 9, 10, and 11, St. Paul was telling God that this story of salvation was clear in the Old Testament, and the prophets were telling all the people that just wait and believe that the Savior is coming, and He is the only one who can save humanity. Because He is not only man, He is not as sinful as other human beings, but He is God, and He is the one who can put life in place of death. He can give all human beings eternal life. So these chapters 9, 10, and 11 are full of prophecies from the Old Testament to prove that this story of salvation was proclaimed in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. In chapter 12, from 12 to 15, in the Epistle of Romans, you know, St. Paul started to tell us what to do after getting this grace of God in baptism and getting the chrismation, the myron. Now we should live the holy life. So from chapter 12, we are supposed to renew our mind, to change ourselves by renewal of the mind, by replacing our ideas by the Word of God, so we can follow the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. With the power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we can live differently from any other man lives on earth, and we can enjoy this kind of new life. Also in other chapters, 13, 14, and 15, he was telling us how to love everyone, how to care for the poor, how to live in praising God, how to enjoy serving in the church, how to live in the environment around us in peaceful relations with everybody. So he put all the commandments of the New Testament after he revealed the doctrine of the story of salvation. So as if this kind of Roman road, he started by the darkness of humanity, by the problem, then he shifted to the solution, and he was telling us what was in the history, Adam's history and Abraham, and again to the sacramental life, and lastly how to enjoy this new life by living into Christ with prayer, with loving everybody, with looking forward to enjoy the heavenly life after. That was the Roman road. And you know, if you are talking to some non-believer and he is ready to read the Bible, he may start reading this Epistle of Romans, but he needs some guidance to understand what was the corruption written in the first chapter, what was the situation of the Jews, why there is no other Savior but Jesus Christ, what was the story of Abraham and the key of faith, also this kind of comparison between the old Adam and the new Adam, and what is the sacrament of baptism, what's happening in getting the grace of God through baptism, and why should I have this conflict between the old and the new life, and how I can enjoy the new life and overcome my old nature. This, you know, kind of questions you can help any non-believer to answer and to start his way to know the salvation story. Also from chapter 12 to 15, you can see clearly with whoever you are serving that these are the commandments of the New Testament. It's kind of parallel teaching to the Sermon of the Mountain of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which we can see how great is this kind of new life, and we cannot enjoy this life without the power of the Holy Spirit inside our hearts. This Roman road needs some study and some prayer, because it's a long story. It takes like 16 chapters, but you can tell this story in few words as I did today. Glory to God. Amen.